Apollo said to near $10 billion deal for KKR's Atlantic Aviation. Apollo Global Management's near $10 billion acquisition of Atlantic Aviation from KKR marks the latest acceleration in sponsor-to-sponsor dealmaking, a structural shift where institutional capital is increasingly rotating within private equity rather than exiting to strategics or public markets. The transaction, structured with JIC as co-investor and KKR retaining a meaningful stake through fresh capital, signals that the private aviation infrastructure asset class has reached institutional-grade scale and that mega funds are building permanent capital vehicles large enough to absorb each other's trophy assets. Apollo's move comes as private equity firms deploy record levels of dry powder into continuation vehicles and secondary buyouts, with the Atlantic Aviation deal representing a near doubling in valuation from KKR's 2021 entry at roughly $5 billion enterprise value. The structure, where the seller reinvests rather than fully exits, reflects a maturing secondaries market where liquidity events no longer mean complete divestment. KKR's decision to roll equity into Apollo's vehicle underscores conviction in the asset's growth trajectory and the operational runway still available in a fragmented fixed base operator, FBO, market consolidating around two dominant platforms, Atlantic and Signature Flight Support. The deal's timing coincides with a broader pattern of mega private equity transactions in logistics and infrastructure. Sysco's $29.1 billion acquisition of Jetro Restaurant Depot, announced the same day, demonstrates how private equity-backed platforms are using inflated equity currency to consolidate adjacent markets. While Sysco is a public buyer, the transaction mechanics, high leverage, strategic roll-up, operational synergies, mirror the playbook Apollo will deploy at Atlantic. Both deals price targets at elevated multiples, Atlantic implied at roughly 13-14x EBITDA based on comparable aviation assets. Jetro at 14.3x disclosed EBITDA, in a rate environment where financing costs remain elevated but asset scarcity justifies premium valuations. Key transaction metrics, deal value, $10 billion enterprise value for Atlantic Aviation, buyers, Apollo Global Management, lead, JIC private, co-investor, seller structure, KKR selling majority stake but reinvesting new capital to retain large interest, comparable deal. Sysco acquiring Jetro at 14.3x EBITDA for $29.1 billion total consideration. The FBO consolidation play. Atlantic Aviation operates the second largest network of fixed base operators in North America, providing fueling, hangar, and ground services to private and charter aviation. KKR acquired Atlantic from Macquarie Infrastructure in 2021 for approximately $4.5 billion, a deal that paired operational expertise with a fragmented industry ripe for roll-up. Under KKR's ownership, Atlantic expanded its footprint through tuck-in acquisitions and contract wins at high-traffic airports, benefiting from surging private jet demand post-pandemic and structural growth in fractional ownership and charter services. Apollo's thesis centers on continuing this consolidation strategy while leveraging its insurance capital base, a permanent funding advantage that allows longer hold periods and patient capital deployment. The partnership with JIC, which manages over $690 billion in assets and is allocated heavily to infrastructure and logistics, provides geopolitical diversification and access to Asian private aviation growth. Singapore's aviation sector saw 8% CAGR in business jet movements from 2019 to 2025, and JIC's participation suggests strategic interest beyond North American exposure. The FBO market remains fragmented below the top two operators, with hundreds of independent operators controlling single or dual locations. Atlantic scale, estimated at 70 to 80 locations across the U.S., positions it as a national platform capable of offering corporate flight departments and charter operators consistent service standards and pricing. The asset generates predictable cash flows from fuel margins, hangar rents, and de-icing services, with minimal exposure to airline cyclicality. EBITDA margins in the FBO sector typically range from 35 to 45%, and Atlantic likely sits at the high end given its airport slot dominance and long-term lease structures. Capital rotation accelerates KKR's decision to retain equity in the Apollo-led vehicle, rather than distribute proceeds to LPs, reflects a broader trend in GP-led continuation funds. These structures allow incumbent sponsors to extend hold periods on high-performing assets while offering existing LPs liquidity, and they've grown from $14 billion in transaction volume in 2019 to an estimated $60 billion in 2025. The Atlantic deal follows this pattern. KKR exits its original fund's position, returns multiple uninvested capital to LPs, but recycles gains into a new vehicle with Apollo as lead sponsor. This capital rotation mechanism benefits all parties. KKR's LPs receive liquidity and a marked-up NAV, Apollo acquires a scaled platform without competitive auction dynamics, and JIC gains access to a hard-to-source asset class. The structure also signals that Atlantic's growth story remains early stage despite 5 years under KKR ownership. If the asset were fully mature, KKR would exit completely. Instead, the firm is signaling that another 3 to 5 year value creation cycle justifies fresh capital deployment. The Atlantic transaction also highlights how mega funds are competing for the same dozen trophy infrastructure assets. Apollo's $10 billion check, combined with JIC's co-investment, demonstrates the capital concentration at the top of the private equity market. Only a handful of firms can write equity checks of this size, and the universe of $5 billion-plus infrastructure businesses changing hands annually numbers fewer than 20 globally. This scarcity drives premium valuations and creates a secondary market where assets rotate between Blackstone, Apollo, KKR, and sovereign wealth funds rather than exiting to corporates or initial public offerings. Valuation context and leverage pricing: Atlantic at $10 billion implies a multiple of roughly 13-14x EBITDA, assuming the business generates $700 to $750 million in annual EBITDA based on comparable FBO operators. This sits above the 10-12x range typical for aviation services businesses but aligns with infrastructure assets offering monopolistic airport access and recurring revenue. Atlantic's EBITDA likely grew at a mid-teens CAGR under KKR as private jet departures surged 25% from 2020 to 2023 and have since stabilized at elevated levels. The Jetro-Cisco transaction provides a useful comp. Jetro priced at 14.3x its disclosed $2.1 billion EBITDA for $29.1 billion total enterprise value, or $21.6 billion equity value plus $7.5 billion net debt. Cisco's buyer is leveraging its public equity currency and access to investment-grade debt markets, issuing $21 billion in new debt to fund the cash portion. Apollo likely structures Atlantic's financing similarly, using a mix of fund equity, co-invest capital from JIC, and acquisition debt in the 5-6x EBITDA range. Aviation infrastructure commands lower leverage than traditional private equity buyouts due to asset volatility and lease concentration risk, but Atlantic's airport slot control and long-term contracts support higher multiples. Sovereign wealth appetite: JIC's participation underscores sovereign wealth funds' accelerating shift from LP commitments to direct co-investment. The Singapore fund has deployed over $30 billion annually into infrastructure, real estate, and private equity since 2022, prioritizing assets with inflation-linked cash flows and geographic diversification. FBOs fit this mandate, fuel prices pass through to customers, lease rates escalate with inflation, and airport slots appreciate as real estate in supply-constrained locations. JIC's aviation exposure already includes stakes in Heathrow, Gatwick, and a portfolio of European regional airports. Atlantic adds North American diversification and exposure to the higher-margin private aviation segment, which has outgrown commercial aviation by 400 to 500 basis points annually since 2015. The fund's willingness to partner with Apollo, rather than lead the deal independently, suggests that operational complexity in aviation services still favors private equity sponsors with sector expertise, even as sovereigns seek larger direct stakes. This dynamic is reshaping capital formation across infrastructure. Sovereign funds and family offices now represent 40% of equity in mega private equity transactions, up from 25% in 2020, and they're demanding board seats and governance rights rather than passive co-invest roles. JIC's structure in the Atlantic deal, co-lead investor with Apollo, not subordinated co-invest, reflects this evolution. The implication for private equity funds: mega deals increasingly require partnership with sovereign capital, and funds that cannot accommodate these structures will lose access to the largest transactions. The Plaquemines view: the Atlantic aviation transaction is less about aviation and more about the maturation of private equity secondaries as a permanent capital recycling mechanism. KKR's decision to reinvest rather than exit signals that the firm views Apollo's operational platform and insurance capital base as additive to value creation, a rare admission that another sponsor can extract incremental returns from an asset. This dynamic will accelerate as mega funds recognize that optimal exit paths for trophy assets involve selling to peers rather than strategics or initial public offerings, which face antitrust scrutiny and volatile public markets. We see three second-order effects. First, the secondary buyout market is bifurcating. Assets below $2 billion still trade through traditional auctions, but assets above $5 billion increasingly move via negotiated sponsor-to-sponsor sales with seller rollovers. This reduces transaction friction but concentrates assets among a smaller group of mega funds and sovereigns. Second, the structure validates continuation funds as a core GP tool, not a niche product. Expect 30-40% of private equity exits in 2026 to 2027 to involve GP-led transactions, up from 20% historically. Third, aviation infrastructure is repricing as institutional investors recognize the sector's monopolistic characteristics and inflation protection. Atlantic's 13-14x multiple sets a floor for FBO valuations and will push Signature Flight Support, the only larger competitor, toward a similar private equity to private equity transaction in the next 18 to 24 months. The capital stack matters as much as the headline price. Apollo's insurance subsidiaries, Athene and others, provide $500 to $600 billion in permanent capital that can fund junior debt and preferred equity at sub-market rates, a structural advantage that allows the firm to outbid funds reliant on bank debt. JIC's participation further lowers Apollo's cost of equity and extends the fund's effective hold period. This combination, cheap permanent capital plus sovereign co-investment, is reshaping competitive dynamics in mega private equity and explains why Apollo has completed over $150 billion in transactions since 2023 while competitors struggle to deploy capital at scale. The broader thesis, infrastructure assets with monopolistic positions and inflation-linked cash flows are becoming permanent portfolio holdings, rotated between sponsors rather than exited. Atlantic Aviation won't return to private ownership or go public. It will trade between Apollo, Brookfield, Blackstone, and sovereign funds every 5 to 7 years at progressively higher multiples. This isn't a market inefficiency, it's the new equilibrium. The bottom line, Apollo's Atlantic Aviation acquisition crystallizes how mega private equity transactions are increasingly structured as capital rotations rather than traditional buyouts. KKR's reinvestment alongside Apollo and JIC signals that the FBO consolidation runway extends beyond 2030, with structural growth in private aviation and fragmentation among smaller operators supporting continued roll-up mergers and acquisitions. For institutional allocators, the transaction validates infrastructure as a core allocation and highlights the importance of sponsor selection. Funds with permanent capital structures and sovereign partnerships will dominate mega deals, while smaller sponsors face structural disadvantage. Watch for Signature Flight Support to test similar valuation levels in the next 12 to 18 months. If Atlantic trades at 13-14x EBITDA, Signature, the market leader with 200-plus locations, should command a 10 to 15% premium, implying $8 to $9 billion enterprise value. The buyer pool is narrow: Brookfield, Blackstone, or a consortium of sovereign funds. The secondary buyout market for infrastructure has arrived at scale, and aviation is ground zero. Allocators underweight this segment will find entry points increasingly expensive as sponsor-to-sponsor transactions set new pricing benchmarks without the benefit of competitive auctions.